Well, welcome, friends, to a brand new week as part of our community of listeners to CPC's Ministry of Common Prayer. I'm Kathy B. with you today, and it's Monday, the beginning of another new week, which will actually bring us to the end of June and into the month of July 2020. How did we get here? It seems to have gone quickly, so quickly, and yet it's taken so long too, right? But here we are. And I hope you've had a great weekend. I hope that you were able to connect with friends and family in some meaningful ways, and also with nature by getting outside and walking, breathing in some ocean air or otherwise some good fresh air somewhere else. And I hope you're also not done, so to speak, with still feeling disturbed as you continue thinking about and praying about your part in this moment we find ourselves in 2020 in America, especially as it relates to racial injustice and equality. There's a quote that often comes to my mind, especially when I start some sort of a teaching, and it's this. A.W. Tozer wrote in his book, Knowledge of the Holy, these words: "What comes to our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us. What comes to our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us." To me, he's saying that we live our lives according to what our view of God is, whether we're conscious of it or not. If we think he's a punitive God, we either live afraid or with this relentless effort to try to please him and or to try to be good enough. If we believe that he's loving and gracious, we live as if we're loved, with an assurance that we can never do anything that would cause him to withdraw his love from us. Do you get the picture? How we see God matters. It affects everything. And during this time of racial unrest and protests, I found myself thinking, what does God think of all this? What is his heart in this whole situation for the lives of those who are underserved and forgotten? Whose side is he on? And then immediately I thought, well, that's really not the right question to ask, though, because this, first and foremost, isn't a political issue. It's a theological one. It's a kingdom issue. And I've been really attempting to listen to the Lord and to others, especially to people of color who are strong believers, and listen to sermons from people that I highly respect, I keep coming back almost daily to Micah 6:8, which says, "He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God." He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. To give you a little background, Micah was one of the minor prophets. He was a contemporary of Isaiah and Hosea. And Micah 6 involves this imaginary conversation between the Lord and Israel. And in the first 5 verses of the book, the Lord introduces his case against the disobedient people of Israel. And then a little after that, that records Israel's response as a series of questions beginning with, With what shall I come to the Lord? And Israel's focus is on all their external religiosity, if you will, the externals. First, they ask God if he would be satisfied with burnt offerings of year-old calves, if he would be satisfied with offerings required in the law of Moses. Second, they ask if they should bring thousands of rams with 10,000s of rivers of oil. And this, one commentator said, is the rhetoric of hyperbole. Amen. Such an offering could only be made by someone very, very wealthy, or by the larger community of God's people. And then third, they ask whether they should offer their firstborn sons as a sacrifice for God. Would that be enough to cover their sin? Would God be pleased with them then? And I thought, it would be like us asking, Lord, if I have consistent time in the Word and prayer every day, if I share my faith at work, if I never miss church and serve in all kinds of ministries, if I give faithfully to your work, would that make everything be okay between you and me? And then verse 8 in chapter 6 follows with God's answer. And it's rooted in the law of Moses. And it says, he has told you, O mortal, what is good. In other words, Israel should already have known the answer to their questions. And we should too. And then God says that he doesn't desire their religious rites and sacrifices, but instead he seeks Israel's justice, mercy, and humility. The answer to Israel's problem, to their sin problem, wasn't more sacrifices and doing good. The answer was something so much deeper than any religious observance. They needed a change of heart. A change of heart. And without a change of heart, Israel's conformity to the law was nothing more than hypocrisy. Other prophets tried to communicate the same message, but God's people were, and might I say still are, slow to pay attention to the message he's trying to get across to us. The phrase in the verse, act justly, would have been understood by Micah's audience as living with a sense, a godly sense of right and wrong, especially in the relational sense. Biblically, justice is a relational concept. And in particular, they and their justice system had a responsibility to provide equity and to protect the innocent. Injustice was a very significant issue in Israel at that time. And then the phrase love mercy contains the Hebrew word hesed, which means loyal love or loving kindness. And along with justice, Israel was to demonstrate mercy. Both justice and mercy are foundational to God's character. And God expected his people to show their love to fellow humans and to be loyal in their love toward him, just as he had been loyal to them. The last phrase, walk humbly, is a description of the heart's attitude towards God. God's people are called to depend on him rather than their own abilities. Instead of taking pride in what we bring to God, we're called to humbly recognize that no amount of personal sacrifice can replace a heart that is committed to justice and love. The response of a truly godly heart is outward to do justice, it's inward to love mercy, and it's upward to walk humbly before God. The message of Micah is still so important today. Religious rites, no matter how extravagant they are, can never compensate for a lack of love. An external compliance to rules is never as valuable in God's eyes as a humble heart that simply does what's right. We please the Lord and we experience a right relationship with Him when we desire justice, mercy, and humility before Him. So that's what we're going to gradually talk about all this week. And with that, I'd like to ask you to take a few moments to prepare your heart and to listen to what the Holy Spirit has for you right now, today, and for the week ahead as well. So get comfortable and take a few deep breaths. We've been talking about how justice, mercy, and humility is a heart issue. And I want to ask you, how is your heart in relationship to justice, mercy, and walking humbly with God? Are you willing to listen, to learn, and to be open and humble? Are you willing to get proximate or close to people and to places of injustice? Things like issues that concern poverty, education, violence, and despair. Are you willing to get proximate? Because we can't effectively address and solve the problem of injustice from a distance. Because these are people. These are people's lives. There's power in proximity. The power to do justice and to effect change. Would you ask the Lord to help you be willing to get proximate to people and places of injustice? And then, are you willing to be made willing to do uncomfortable things? There are no examples of redemptive change with just comfort. Justice and mercy and humility involve some discomfort. People who are broken need justice, mercy, and humility. We've got to know that we're broken too. We must be filled with grace and mercy. Will you ask the Lord to fill you with grace and mercy and make you willing to do uncomfortable things? And then lastly, as we start this week and walk through each day a part of Micah 6:8, will you ask Him, Lord, would you break my heart with what breaks your heart? Friends, may you know that our God is a God of justice, mercy, and humility. May you seek Him to give you a heart that breaks with what breaks His heart, and with the willingness to be open to and grow in desiring to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with Him today and in all the days to come.
Thank you for joining us on Common Prayer today. Common Prayer is a ministry founded by Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. Our episode today was hosted by Kathy Bergren, our women's pastor, with original music by Brandon Passion, our worship pastor. Check our website, cpc.org, for more episodes daily.